Environmental groups downplay our energy challenges because we did not see the catastrophic price increases we saw last winter. They couldn't be more wrong. Hello, this is Governor Paul LePage. We are not just trying to avoid price increases. We must lower energy costs to make our state competitive. High energy costs make it difficult for our businesses to compete or expand. When prices spike in the winter, some mills shut down to save on energy costs. We need to create lifetime careers, not lose them because of high energy prices. We are making progress to get more natural gas to our region, but we need to move faster. New England governors are meeting this month to talk about natural gas. I will push for action there. Fortunately, we now have partners to make our region competitive. Governor Baker in Massachusetts wants to get more natural gas capacity. Governor Malloy in Connecticut supports infrastructure for natural gas, and Rhode Island is also moving forward with natural gas. We need projects that deliver the quickest results for Mainers. We are proposing legislation to help employers purchase their own natural gas capacity with a letter of credit. Once again, we are proposing common sense policies that the Democrats keep rejecting. We want to use revenues from increased timber harvesting to lower costs for Mainers to heat their homes. We are also proposing to remove the 100 megawatt limit on all forms of renewable energy. I have said it again and again. I favor any form of energy as long as it does two things. It must lower the cost for all Mainers, not just the wealthy environmentalists, and it must reduce pollution. The PUC should be allowed to consider long-term contracts for energy only if it significantly reduces cost to the ratepayers. The legislature is scrambling because they missed a small three-letter word in their energy bill, which could lead to an increase of $38 million on Maine ratepayers every single year. But we have greater problems than that. If we are serious about addressing the cost of energy, we should have a commissioner of energy. Maine spends over $1 billion in electricity and a roughly $500 million on heat every year. Energy is important to our state's economic future. While the legislature wants to spend more of your money, there should be oversight. The commissioner should supervise the funding at Efficiency Maine Trust to make sure it is used effectively. This organization now spends millions of dollars in ratepayer funds without accountability to anyone. Once we have oversight and transparency at Efficiency Maine, then we can talk about adding a small word to a big spending bill.